Yes.
Yes. There we go. Okay. There's the report card. Okay. Someone put flamadala. Being an Arab and Kippur, or boy, you'd say you'd sign Cecil. So there's a lot to learn from Arab and Kippur. The only thing is you have to remember it for 2 weeks. Right? Yeah. Arab and Kippur is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's tonight. The minute is to do kaparos on Erev Yom Kippur. Now that people don't do. Bashmaras HaBoker means the last third of the night, which is really the same time that you're supposed to be sleepless. That's when the Rachamim is the strongest. Hashem's Rachmanis is the strongest at the last third of the night, right? Which is why we're supposed to do sleepless at that time too. The life in Tarnagol, you take a Tarnagol that's not, how do you call it? Mesuris, the mange. The Tarnagol's in the Keva, meaning you take it for a Zophar and you have a Tarnagol's, a female for the female. Ulisha Muberis, Tarnagol for Tarnagol's, and Isha Muberis. A pregnant woman takes a Tarnagol and a Tarnagolus because she doesn't know if she's having a boy or a girl. Tarnagol, Shema Vlad, who's Zophar, perhaps the Vlad is a Zophar, Vima Vlad, he Nekeva, and if the Vlad is a Nekeva, Dai Leima, Ulafita, the Tarnagol is Rachas. Meaning, she's a female, so she really just needs a female. But on the chance that her fetus is a male, so then she needs a male, right? She doesn't need to take a second female, although there are those that they ha say that you have to.
What's the reason for
Oh,
kapara for
I have
that?
no idea. I don't know. Right? Probably for causing the father stress being married to a pregnant woman. Right. The Gemara does say that children, they need a kapara because they cause dittah on the parents. That's the Gemara says. Yeah. But it's interesting, the Shilas nowadays.
It's good about
Yeah.
it.
You're okay.
I think it's kapara.
Maybe. So the Shaila is nowadays that they have sonograms, and if you get a sonogram that tells you that the baby is a girl, does she still have to bring a boy? Can we rely on a sonogram for that?
What are you saying? If that thing told you,
Right.
then you don't need.
Right. But people kaparachas, and even other people are allowed to take. You're allowed to share chickens, basically. You can take one kaparo. And he's really supposed to take white ones. Right? The same pasuk that you do for the that we know about the Seir La'azazel.
The last thing in that case is the
What? No, I would still say it's better for you not to find out the gender. But okay, Avalein Lasa Beferish B'Shas Kinyan Acha Levana V'Knoisam V'Yoikas. But you should not. Here's the interesting thing: it's better to have white chickens, but don't go looking for white chickens and pay more money. Because there was a Zara that had to do with white chickens. So if you can get the white chickens, get the white chickens. Don't chase them too bad. You can have black chickens. You can have black ones. Yeah. Most are white. Most are white. At least all we see. We don't know in the Bronx. Is the Bronx also white? I don't know. Okay. Ella Ella, because she is down in my love on Shakana Ise Ben. Right? But when you happen to be able to buy white ones, then choose them. The way you do is you take the kaparas in your right hand, Vaimar Apsuka, Bede Adam, etc. And you put it around your head. It's my first put it around your head, and then if you're sharing the chicken, then you give. Then after you do yourself, you do others. It's best if you shecht it also early in the morning, the last third of the night, right after you went around with it. But a person shouldn't think that this is his kapara, right? And take it easy, Holy Yom Kippur, because he gave all his time to the chicken. What you're supposed to have in mind is that whatever punishment this chicken is getting, then that's what you should have with, that's what should happen, meaning that's really what's supposed to happen to you, but the chicken is representing you. It's signing off at 12.
So swinging,
Higher.
and you just see the blood spill like this. Anchor is basically to see the probably the
You're asking the wrong guy. You're asking the wrong guy. I never did in my
I mean,
life.
Don't we think we're a Benonim?
No, but you want to do tshuva. Yeah. You want to do tshuva though, in case you're not a Benoni, right? You want to, right? Why shouldn't you do tshuva if you're not a Benoni? Rabbi Yisayin Achatov, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamav, Yikabel Tshuvasa, Hashem will be Yikabel the Tshuva. But knowing of this, B'nei Me'ayim, and the minig is to throw away the intestines, Rakoved, and the liver, Vakloyos, and the kidneys, Shalakaparos, Al Hagagos, Al Hapatzer, on the roof or on the Hapatzer. Shavakon Shoyfis, Yikal of the Kachas Misham, in a place that the birds can eat it, with Yisharoy, Larachem, Al Abrius, B'yayim Zeh. Why should you do this? Because on Erev Yom Kippur, you want to have Rachmanos on the Brias, and you want to be able to at least feed some birds. We have Rachmanos on us in Hashemayim. It's also called Geizlos. Birds are called Geizlos. So we want to put it in our head that we're shechting Geizlos, so we should know to stay far away from stealing. If you don't have Tanagoylam, you can take a goose, a star bal chai, and a roi lashrova. You can bring any other animal that's not roi to go on the mizbeach. But Yeshayim and Rashi dug him, and some say even fish. But don't take pigeons and doves, because those can go onto the base of onto the mizbeach. And then when you do that, it looks like you're being matfish kachim b'chutz. There are those that are not to give the kaparas to aniyim, but it's better to be tied with mammon v'litin as a mammon laniyim, and then give the money to aniyim.
Chicken,
then
give your money to
aniyim. Yes. Yeah. Fine. Bees. If you don't say mizmar l'soida, at least you're not supposed to. Usually, by the time you realize that you're not supposed to say Mizmor L'Soida, you're way into the Hallelujahs, right? At least by me, right? V'loy tapion and not tapion, v'loy lam not say it, because it's a yumpis. Gam avinu malkenu, and you also don't say avinu malkenu. Ratish akol yom yikivur b'shabbos, unless you kippur falls on Shabbos, alzayim and erev yom yikivur b'shabbos, avinu malkenu. You say erev yom kippur, avinu malkenu. Fine. Yeah, so again, Lamnatzeh is not say because it's Yom Tif. Avinu Malkeinu is because it's like a Shabbos slash Yom Tif. Mizmor L'Soida is not said because they didn't bring the carbon tied on Erev Yom Kippur. Correct. Because you can't eat it that night, so you don't want to be able to limit it. Gimel. Mitzvah L'Harvest B'Suda L'Echa B'Lishtes. It's a mitzvah to have a big Suda to eat and to drink. Meaning, if you eat and drink properly on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if you fasted a whole Yom Kippur. Mitzvah lechol dogim v'suda rishayna, and it's a mitzvah to eat fish in the suda rishayna. A lot of people ask, where does this minhag come from to eat two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur? Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be breakfast.
What's the suda rishayna?
I don't. I mean, for most people, it's breakfast.
You have a commentary.
Yeah, I don't know what it says. What does he say? Yeah. From the kitzur, you see that there is a concept of eating two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur. Many people ask on Erev Yom Kippur, am I supposed to eat two sudas? Now, I don't know if it means you have to wash
maybe two sudas.
I don't know.
Maybe three sudas.
Listen, the more you eat, the better. The more you eat, the better. But from here, this kitzur, it's clear that there is a concept of eating two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur.
And fish okay. In the first one.
And fish should be in the first one, not in the second one, because the fish is going to cause you to have the fasting and all that. Which is interesting because they're worried about the bones in the fish with choking, though. But you're not eating it in the second suda. Okay, whatever it is. Dalit. Avera shebein anu l'chavera. Avera is between one person and the next. Ein yom b'kippur mechaper ad sheyiratzes chavera. Yom Kippur will not work until you ask mechila from the French. Shenemar mikol chateseichem l'fnei Hashem titoru. Right? Ploimar chateseichem shehem l'fnei Hashem levad yom b'kippur mechaper. Right? Only chatayim that are between you and Hashem is Yom Kippur Mechaper, Avol Ma, Shebein Odom L'Chaveroi, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, but between you and your friend, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ad Sheyiratzes Chaveroi, until you are Meratze, your friend. L'chein, meaning you ask Mechilu. L'chein Tzorof Halodom L'Taktik, every person has to be careful, Shem Yesh V'yodei Maman Shal Acherim Shaloi Kedin, that if he has in his hand somebody else's money, that he's not supposed to have. You have to live your fight, so you have to give it back to him, and you have to apologize. Meaning, if you steal some money from somebody, it's not enough to just give him back the money. You have to actually apologize to and ask him for material. And let's say you have money that you're not sure if it's his or not, which I actually had somebody today who's from years ago said he owes $800 to somebody, and the guy did not know whether he owed it to him or not. Then he should tell him after Yom Kippur, he wants to stand with him to figure out if he actually owes him the money. Whatever Bezdin Paskin, that's what he's going to do. Meaning, he realized Yom Kippur night that, oh, you know, I just met this guy in Shul. I haven't seen him in a whole year, and I owe him money. You go over to him and say, you know, I think I owe you money, and we're going to settle it in Bezdin, and whatever Bezdin says, we'll settle it. And then that's like doing tshuva. But obviously, you have to take care of it after Yom Kippur. If the only pet you did was with words, you have to be mefayis. And you have to go by yourself to be mefayis, meaning you can't send a shliach. Now the question is, what about through a text? People ask that. Can you ask mechila through text, or does it have to be in person? From here, it's mashma. I don't know because text is sort of in person. I don't know. Asin kasha alava. It's difficult. Or she may even by yaisa to yaisa. But meaning, if you think, if the guy sees your face, he's going to get angry again, and if this mechila is not going to work, so then better to use an intermediary, right? Again, then use a middleman. This is all basically the lesson of the Rambam. That a person who is asked mechila should be Michael Belev Shalom, and he should not be, a jerk. He ain't there, maybe just Yisrael. That's not a meat of a yid. Esav, Goyim, hold a grudge forever. Yidin don't hold grudges. That's what it says, like, Gevinim, Lepishalem, Machalov, Lenai Spaisu, that's the Gevinim, the Nesinim. They were not Michael and they were not appeased by Gevinim, Lebedin, Yisrael, and that's why the Gevinim are not considered part of Yisrael. The Derech of Yidin is to be difficult to get angry, and they should be easy to appease. And when the person who did a chet against you asks you, Mepila Yimcha Belev Shalom Uver Nefesh Hafetza. Not only should you be Michael and Belev Shalom, but you should even want to be Michael. Even if the guy throws me lots of stress, do not hold a grudge. If the chayta is not going to come to ask you Mepila, the person who was wrong, meaning make yourself available to the guy who's embarrassed to come ask you, meaning make sure you walk by him. Am I still there? Yeah. Okay, so make sure you walk by him so that he'll see you and then maybe he'll ask you mechila. Yeah. And if somebody does not remove anger on Yom Kippur, ain't filasa nishmas, then you're messed over because Hashem is not going to listen to you either. Pastor Shalom, because whatever ticked off you are at your friend, I'm sure Hashem is plenty ticked off at you, right? And if he doesn't see you being mindful, so he's not going to be mindful of you. The Chalam Mavar al Midaisav, and anybody who passes over his natural tendencies, Mavir Loy al Kop Shav, then they remove all his Averis. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tayyif.